Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true!
No, listen, and every now and again when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am Juice for the day. I'm going to call myself Pineapple Juice because I've been drinking mimosas a lot.
Oh.
While we've been on vacation.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that I am one of the margaritas because I have had a couple, but I am Mel. And so, yes.
We are real life sisters. Yes, we are. I'm the oldest of the 3 girls. Middle sister is in South Carolina, which I need to make sure you guys are aware of. We cannot erase her. She does exist.
Amen.
And then Melanie is the baby sister. Fun fact, all of our names obviously start with M's, which may not be obvious, but we also have the same number of letters in our first name. Like we each have 7 letters.
I thought one of us was different.
O-N-I-Q-U-E-M-E-L-A-N-I-E-M-E-L-I-S-S-A. 7.
Oh, I thought one of us was different. Okay.
Yeah. So all of us start with M's. All of our names have the same number of letters. All of our middle names start with D's. And of course, we all share the same last name.
Or D's.
So different last all names. I'm saying is it's totally a vibe to name your kids with the same first name.
I agree.
Or the same first letter. I think everyone should do that. In our family, it's the girls. That's why Mel has McKinley and Micaiah.
Nick has Mariah.
our middle sister has Mariah. Those are the only girls. The boys, you can do whatever you want. Although we do have a tradition with my dad's middle name with the boys.
Sure.
That's like totally a thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So
everybody uses his last name, middle name, because it's a good that has a good middle name.
My dad's middle name is D'Angelo, and it is right. There's no name that's bad with D'Angelo as a middle name.
I agree.
No, it works really well. Yeah, no, I agree. All right. I'm really thirsty. All right. We're going to start with long story short. This is our segment about life updates. Do you want to start? You want me to start? I just have randomness happening right now.
You can start.
Okay. We are officially done with our HBCU tour.
How was it?
This is long story short. We did Texas Southern University today. We were not able to go to Prairie View. This is the thing. And I didn't realize this because, again, we grew up, even though Mel went to an HBCU, it was a very random kind of by happenstance that she decided to go and chose Spelman. It wasn't like we grew up in a culture of like HBCUs. And so because of that,
I'm gonna tell the story when you're done of how I chose Spelman, but go ahead.
Okay. I think you should. So it was very like random and happenstance. So with that, we didn't grow up in a culture of HBCUs. Plus also, and we low-key grew up more West Coast, and HBCUs are like Texas East. Like,
yeah.
And so we were born in Ohio, but I don't count it because we didn't really live there for real. Then Mel was born in California. Then we moved to Germany. Then we were in Hawaii, which is west, west, west. Like that's 3 hours ahead of the Pacific time zone. And then moved to Washington. So like it wasn't something that we readily grew up on. And so doing this for our boys was really an opportunity for us to introduce them to, you know, schools other than PWIs. But I didn't realize the like connection have. Like I realized it, but low-key I didn't realize it. Like I know the connection Mel has to Spelman, and so these people being so upset with me,
you go hard.
Like girl,
it's almost like your connection and your like love for your alma mater that's an HBCU is kin. I'm not in a fraternity or a sorority, but I imagine, right, there's a love there that's similar to like that's your sorority or like your, you know what I'm saying, like there's a real love and passion for it in a way that like a lot of people don't know or don't understand. Even I would imagine people from other cultures, maybe not, because I think even Black people have like, that's the way we operate kind of, but regardless, the point is there is a love and a passion that you have for your like HBCU alma mater for sure.
Oh my gosh. I was completely unaware. And so because places, I actually just watched a video on TikTok because now of course my TikTok is all like HBCU information with schools that have like the most HBCU, I mean, not schools, states have the most HBCUs. The reality is you can go to Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and just stay there and visit all the schools. But that's not what I wanted to do. But people are like, yeah, but you were in Florida. Why didn't you do FAMU? Because I didn't want to go. I'm sorry. I didn't say it last week because I feel bad. But like,
that's hilarious.
But now I'm like, I have to go. I have to go because like I was beat up in the comments about it. So now I have to go. So anyway, it has been really such a great experience, not even just for the boys, but for us as well. And listen, I'm gonna tell you guys right now, do not be mad at my boys if they decide not to go to HBCU. This was about exposure.
I'm gonna be mad.
Not like I wasn't bribing them. I wasn't convincing them, although low key, I am bribing them and convincing them. Okay. Because right now
I need y'all kids to go between you and Nick's kids. One of y'all boys, I have girls and they going, but I need one of y'all kids to go to an HBCU.
Listen, I called Nick and had her on the phone doing my TSU right now so Mariah could see it. Yes. I had our nephew Nehemiah wants to go to North Carolina A&T. So I had him showing him the school and stuff. Like I am campaigning so bad for the kids to go to school together. I think it would be the most adorable thing in all of ever. for them to all go to an HBCU together and have that experience. Like, I'm campaigning so hard. I want it to happen so bad. Right now, you know what is so interesting? I didn't put this on my TikTok.
Hello?
Who calling?
That's the hotel phone.
That's the hotel phone. Who calling? The funny thing is that I knew for sure the boys would like Morehouse. Like, of all the schools, which school did you think the boys would like?
Not Morehouse. Oh, you know, God. How I feel about Morehouse? Listen, you know how I feel about Morehouse men.
I want my kids to be a Morehouse man so bad. No, and they were like, don't. Yes, I
girl,
do.
Girl, no.
I was convinced. I did the tour and I was like completely here for it.
No, no.
Well, they were with you, Auntie Mel, because no. What school did, well, you probably know the answer now because you saw it.
I was going to say, actually, now that you're saying what Joe was actually interested in, that like, that makes sense. I would say Zay, I feel like he could do Howard low-key. Like, I feel like Zay could do Howard. Morehouse men are just not my jam personally.
Oh.
And so I didn't want none of my nephews to go to Morehouse. I have always said that. I don't want none of them to go there.
Listen, what they don't want to go to, it's on the bottom. It is their fifth choice.
Yes.
Like, just because you have to rank it, but it's definitely my personal school for Isaiah. I have two. Howard is number one. TSU is number two. But low-key, I can see Isaiah at TSU more than I can see Isaiah and Howard, simply because Howard is in D.C.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
That's the only reason. But like TSU,
I've also never been to TSU. I just know people who have went there. And
oh, it is.
I like people who went there.
Yeah. Vincent went there. He did our tour, him and Ebony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a professor.
I knew he was a professor. I didn't know he actually went there.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yes. And actually, we have to say you're talking about Texas Southern because the
yes,
other
Texas TSU, Southern, you're correct.
The other TSU is Tennessee State, and I have gone to that school for sure.
Yes.
That's a good time, but I wouldn't recommend my family go there either.
Yeah.
But Texas Southern, yeah, I know somebody who played on the football team for that team.
They had them kids outside practicing.
And that team is pretty good.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yes, and I know he was on the football team. He got a scholarship, like a full ride, Loki. That's a good school. I'm down with Zay going there. Yes.
Listen, they had, because Vincent graduated he got his degree in the communications department. Yep. I don't actually think it's communication. That's why I'm kind of being general, because I don't remember the specifics. But he teaches in the communications department now. So he gave us the full, we got to see their television studio. We got to see their radio. We got to see their sound stage. It was he can hear me, but this was the school I felt like Isaiah's eyes lit up.
Oh, nice.
Of
oh,
all I love the it. Schools. Yeah, this was the school Isaiah's eyes were like.
I could do this.
Yeah, I felt like he could see it. Yeah, that's what I'm like, low-key, I could do Texas. Yeah. I didn't know, but a hot stuff jumping away. Are you kidding me?
I love it.
We love it. Joe, though, that baby's going to be an Aggie.
I love it.
Joe, that baby loves him. So North Carolina A&T, he really, really did.
That's really cool.
So, yeah, I think that's it. We spent Father's Day in, where are we at right now? We're in Houston. So we spent Father's Day here. I feel like we left, but we didn't. So we spent that with Jason, went to his funeral site. So that was very, the only word I can think of is bittersweet. It was nice to like go there, yeah. You know, spend some time there. But obviously it's not like, yay, you know what I mean? So we did that with Jay. We did that with Tammy. India came with us and nice. Julian. Yeah, so that was really, really, it was a good moment. I felt like it was a really, really good moment. So that's pretty much what we've been into. That's it. I got to tell the people this. I'm going to make the announcement and you can just tackle on. We're going to Essence if anybody's going. And Mel and Greg are going to be there too.
You are, girl.
Are you excited?
I am excited. I didn't go with you guys last year. I don't remember the when we went last time, but when we went, it was such a ball. And so I love Essence in general. It's just a good time. It's like the real, it's like the biggest family, Black family reunion of all the people. It's just, so I'm looking forward to going and doing your social media and recording for you and being fabulous. So yeah.
Yeah. So we will be at All Things Target. Okay. We just had the call with them. That's who we got, had to get off the call, the phone with, I mean, off the podcast from the Bald and the Beautiful with, is we had the call with Target to go over everything. So All Things Target the entire weekend.
Nice.
We will be there. Mel will be there. Greg will be there. Hilarious. Yeah, that's it. That's all. I ain't got no other announcements. Y'all ain't finna mess my bag up.
Okay. So then I will say, I have a question. Actually, this is my my long story short is that we've been preparing for family pictures that I wanted to take. And then Greg's going to go on tour. And then we're going to meet in Atlanta to drop the kids off. And then we're going to go to Essence Fest. And this was the worst planning I've ever done in my entire life. Okay. Having that many things back to back. Stupid. Oh, you're right. Let me quickly tell the story of how I chose Spelman. That's what I was supposed to do.
Yes.
Right. Reminder. I don't remember if I told this story, but yes. So what happened is after I graduated high school, like Melissa said, I feel like college was talked about with you, but like, because I was the youngest, by the time it got to me, mom and dad didn't like stress or emphasize going to college. Just was kind of like,
really?
Yes. So I never felt that. So, and I graduated like top of my class, but yeah. It was not like, you got to go to college. So I ain't got no exes, but if I had an ex, I was talking to this guy that we was talking for a long time is what we'll say. And so when I graduated high school, he and I were still talking. He wasn't no good, but I wanted to.
Oh, y'all were.
Yes. So I couldn't imagine entertaining being far away. I didn't even think about like another experience. So I chose to go to a community college that was local. Also because I was like, I don't really know what's supposed to happen next. So I went to that community college. While I was there, I realized that this was stupid and that he was stupid. The school was stupid. Being in Washington State was stupid. Everything felt like this was not for me. And so I forgot what he did. I feel like he got in trouble a lot, but I feel like he had gotten in trouble with some banks. Amen. He had been taking some money and they sent a letter to my mama house looking for him because he had taken some money. And so I was like, oh, this isn't for me. And so Welcome to Atlanta by Ludacris was out.
And over
106 in Park. And I was like, I want to go to Atlanta and experience this music video. So I literally looked up colleges in Atlanta. And I'm not even lying to you. And discovered Spelman, did research, and was like, this is the number one HBCU in the country. I don't even all the way know what that means, but I know it's number one. And that feels like a school for me. No. And then I learned, oh, the Brother School Morehouse is where Martin Luther King went. Oh, girl, this feels like my vibe. So I applied to Spelman. And then I also applied because our mother was moving to Alabama. And so yes. I applied to a school there. Yeah, girl, you be feeling like, oh, this seems cool. That's what happened. So I applied and got into both. The Alabama school was offering me money. Spelman didn't offer no money, but we went to go visit and I was like, this feels like it's for me. Like I need to be here. And then I remember I had told dad, I said, if a letter comes in from Spelman, that means I didn't get accepted. But if a packet comes in from Spelman, that means I got accepted. And dad was in the garage messing with his car. And he called me down and he was like, something from Spelman came in. And I was like, is it a letter or a packet? And he was like, he was acting out. I don't know. I don't really know. And he showed me and it was a packet. And I just screamed like, oh my gosh. And I opened it and it was said that I had gotten in. So literally that's how I decided to go, because of Ludacris, and because when I Googled it, it said it was number one and Morehouse was next door, and that's where Martin Luther King went. And so it just felt like a vibe. Huh. And then I went, and the first week I was at Spelman, the guy that I was, ain't got no exes, but he kind of was a mix. But at that time we were still together. And when I went that first week, a girl called me and was like, "That ain't your man, that's mine." And I was like, "What?" And so she started sending me all types of videos and DMs and messages and telling me where he was. And I cried my little heart out and I was so sad. But I was like, "I'm in Atlanta, so let's move on." Well, I kind of talked to him a little bit longer, but regardless, that is how I went to school.
This is the best. This is what happens. I need Black people to show more grace to Black people who didn't grow up with HBCU-ness. Yes. I need us to show more grace to them. Yes. We're trying our best. We're trying our best to raise our kids, okay? We're trying our best.
We are.
I know the boy. I'm full daddy mode, okay? Our dad. I said, "I don't care what school you go to. I just want a shirt that says my son goes to."
Oh yeah.
Fill in the blank. I don't care.
Yes. I bought daddy so many of them.
I want a shirt. I want a sweat. I have on, I kid you not, Howard socks.
Nobody even goes there.
No one goes there. You know, would my you? Favorite thing. You listen. Matter of fact. Oh no, it's not. My favorite thing in life is free gift bags. Anywhere I go, you know this.
Yes.
I'm sorry, is that a bag? Yes, I want this bag. Are you kidding me? Yes, give it to me. They gave us this Howard stuff. You would think me and Kev are alums. We have t-shirts, fans, flags, bumper stickers, socks. Give it to me. I have a pen. Where is it?
Oh, it's not on this table.
I have a Morehouse pen I've been using this whole weekend. Everything. Yeah, you need me to sign what?
Yeah, good.
I love it. Listen, I love it. Okay, we love your this is, I will recommend though, if you can afford it, take your kids on an HBCU tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, take them. I just kind of went to the campuses that I wanted to visit. But even finding out things like, you know, the schools that have really good communications major, which Isaiah wants to get into, that was God's grace that allowed me to find the pockets of the schools that had that. But yeah. Like, seriously, it's been a great experience for me and Kev, and we're way past it. So anyway, highly recommend. And Mel's story is the essence of how we grew up. Okay.
Hilarious. So my next long story short will be, which is really just a question. I hate when I'm at the nail salon or the hair salon, and when it's time to go, I never know if I'm supposed to say bye to everybody in the salon or just my stylist. I feel like it's so awkward when you're walking out, you know, because it's like, and then if you say bye, then sometimes people say bye that you weren't even saying bye to. And then, you know, when you're in those spaces, sometimes you'll just casually start talking to the person behind you. And now it's like, oh, are we friends? So now I have to say bye to you. Like,
what's the protocol?
I just want to go.
Who's in charge? So what's the protocol? Somebody tell me.
What are you supposed to do?
You just do a general bye? I do a general bye. I'll be like, bye, y'all.
Okay.
Because you normally have a different nail tech than a foot tech.
That's true. Do people say bye back to you when you say bye?
But you know what? I've been going to my nail salon for so long. They'd be like, bye, Melissa.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That's a little bit different. So I'll be like, bye, y'all.
But when you say bye, y'all, even though you're saying y'all, you're specifically talking to like the people who serviced you. Or are you talking to like the whole salon and all the patrons in there?
I'm going to go with BA, right? I'm going to go with AB. because I am talking to my nail tech specifically, because I see her all the time. The foot one, they rotate. My yes. nail tech, I see her all the time. But if everybody else want to say bye, girl, have a good weekend. What's the protocol? I don't know. The real protocol. The real question is, do you give separate tips to your foot person and your nail person, or do you tip whatever you was going to tip and now y'all have to split it?
I give separate tips and I always tip the nail person more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that standard practice? Is that?
I don't know. I just feel like because I'm always getting designs, I feel like you should get more money because like you do a design and the person on my foot is like, girl, give me white and like move on. So I always give her more.
I always do 50-50.
Oh, really?
Yes. I feel like they be getting over because I'd be like, can it just be the same person? Because yes, if I was going to give you $40, I have to give you $40. That's $80. That's a lot.
Do you tip $40 a person as a tip?
Yes. How much do you do?
Not $40 as a tip.
Yes. How much are you supposed to do?
I don't want to say now. Wow. I'm embarrassed.
Do you do $20 and it's 10 per? $30 and it's 15 per?
If it's a really intricate design, then the tech will get somewhere between 15 and 20. If it's not, then you're getting $10.
See, my problem is because they're separate people, like if it was one person, I feel like I would just give $40 for my nails and my feet and we're out of here. Intricate yeah. design, whatever. And so that's my problem because I feel like I would normally, that's how I base it. If it was just one person, I would give you $40 and be done with it. But because it's two people, I feel like I have to give both of you $40.
No, if it was one person, then you would get $20. Lord, well, also, mercy. I know that there is a percentage situation that's supposed to be happening. I'm not good at math. So I just be like, here's a general amount. Amen. Thank you for your services.
I wonder, you still get acrylics? I think acrylics is cheaper. I get Gel X. Mm. I don't know. Y'all making me feel like I'm giving too much. I don't know. Okay, I'm just
$80 as a tip is quite a bit of money.
That's what I know. It's a lot of money, but that's my logic.
Why wouldn't you do 20 and 20 and equal 40?
Which that's is what I'm even saying. Nine. Because normally I would have given the nail tech the four. That's why I need one person to do my nails and my feet. When it's separate people, it's too much. We just watched me and Tammy. I didn't even know this. Tammy loves The Hangover. You know how much I love this movie.
Oh, yeah.
We were cracking up at this movie, but there's a part where Zach Galifianakis has all the numbers. It's a GIF now or like a meme. He has all the numbers floating.
What's his name?
Zach Galifianakis.
All right, girl. Keep going.
He's the other guy that's not God dog it. You know Zach Galifianakis.
Just keep going. I didn't know that was his last name. But keep going.
Anyway, that's my point. That's how I feel with these situations. I'd be like, I don't understand what is appropriate. Yeah, yeah, it's just too much. I don't know.
Hilarious. I don't know.
That's what I'd be saying. $80 is a whole other service. And I just paid that to you. It'd be too much. Like, I'd just be like, girl, I don't know what's appropriate anymore. I just don't know. Okay, go.
Okay, so the next thing, this is kind of a pop the trunk. It's related to what I said last week, which is that like I'm doing these TikToks now. And because of the content that I'm covering, right, which is this YNW Melly trial. So like this young rapper and like all the young kids know who he is. So it's a bunch of like young children, young kids commenting. The people who are like reckless are like young people. I have like older people and they're like, we're all on the same page. We know what's happening here, whatever. But the young people are mm-hmm. saying a lot of things. They use acronyms for everything. And I don't know what the acronyms mean. Okay.
What do they say?
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you the acronym.
Okay. I'm looking at them. I only know one, but you can use it in context though.
No, because when they put it on my comments, there's no content.
Okay, go. So, okay, go.
The first one, I hate this one. I hate this one, and it always confuses me. I-C-Y-M-I. Before you answer.
In case you missed it. Oh, sorry.
You already answered. It's too long. First of all, it's so long. And the way that you read I-C-Y, that's a word. It's called, it's icy, okay? So I always think, I see me. So then I'm like, I see me doing what? Like, I see me, I see, what is I-C-Y, am I? I don't know. Oh, but it actually means, tell me what it means.
In case you missed it.
I think that's the stupid freaking acronym.
That's my favorite one.
I hate it. I hate it. I saw it on a commercial the other day and I was like, this has gone too far.
I love it. Okay, what's the next one? This one, I don't know.
The next one, which pisses me off.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
STG. First of all, wait. STG seems like it's an abbreviation for a word. It doesn't seem like it's an acronym. It seems like it could be stage, right? Like when you see that, I see
stage. It was a rapper now.
Huh?
STG, welcome STG to the stage. Like that sounds like a stage name.
You want to know what I mean?
STG. Okay, hold on. Means, stop. I'm a guess. It means stop the goodness.
Amen. It means swear to God.
Oh my God.
Do we need an abbreviation for swear to God? Are you even supposed to be swearing to God?
No, it you're not. Like, you absolutely should not be swearing.
Why? I have so many people be like, oh my gosh, love your updates. And it'd be a bunch of STGs under. And I'd be like, what are you people saying? What is this?
Oh, see, you should have gave me the context. I could have guessed. Yeah, I love your stuff. Swear to God. That sounds very New York.
Okay. The next one is ONG.
Okay. I think that means on God. I feel like that means on God.
It does. Yes.
Oh, God. Okay.
The next one, OMH.
Oh, my mama. Oh, no. On my hood. I don't know. On my hood.
Oh, my heavens.
That's churchy. That's not real. That's not. OMH is to, oh, my heavens. Oh, my God. Like LMAO is to LMBO.
Girl.
They're the same level of church.
I'd be like, what are you talking about?
On my heavens? No, who even says that? That it needed to be abbreviated. No one says on my heavens.
That's somebody not- put it in my comments and said, oh my heavens. And I was like,
no, that's just for all my hood. That definitely, it should have been on my hood. Oh my mama, OMM, OMH, oh my mama, oh my hood. It's the same. It's the same energy. Oh my mama, oh my hood. This is a great update.
I'd be like, what are you talking? Why are you? Why couldn't you just type that? Also, what are you people saying?
Oh my God. Are they all really young?
I don't know, because the other thing that I'm learning, I've learned way too much about TikTok, is that what the children do is that they have accounts where their profile picture is like a meme or a GIF or like something abstract or weird. And then they only have one post and then that'd be it. So I don't know who these people are, but I'm like, you must be a child.
Yeah. You know what you need to do is contact my girl who can find your birthday.
Oh yeah. I thought about it. I thought about being like, hey, find one of these people. Just tell me who they are. Yeah, because they also, they message me and they be like, yo, thanks for all these updates. You're doing a good job. And I'd be like, thank you, girl. Thank you.
Have you settled into being viral?
No, I actually still don't like it. But what is nice is the people who are like, your updates really are like, you break them in a way that like I can understand. And that's I cool. really do appreciate those kind of comments because it's like, oh good. Like that is my goal is to like make this make sense. And so that has been, you know, cool to have that happen. But I'm also like, y'all leave me because now they're literally like already the trial ended today. I'm going to make it the video after this, but they're like, the trial's over. Where's your update? We're waiting for the update. Hello. Somebody literally was like, girl, you know this your full-time job. Where's the update? Like,
but it's not though. It's not my full-time job.
Please.
I'm literally earning $0. Like, I literally have made $0.
Girl. So yeah, it's been hilarious, but I think I said it last week. I changed my name on TikTok to I'm Not a Lawyer, but because people were saying that they were trying to find me on there. And people literally, if you put in the search of TikTok, I'm Not a Lawyer, it like pre-populates already. And it's like, I'm Not a Lawyer, Black Girl. I'm Not a Lawyer, Black Woman, Melly Trial. So it's like, oh, people are like actively trying to find me. Or if you search You've Got Mail, like it immediately is like, you've got, and it finishes and it's like Melly Trial or whatever. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. People are like actually.
Melly Trial, because that was the Melly Trial. I was thinking Melly Trial, like you, Melly, like you're doing Melly.
No.
That would be cute.
It would be. People are like actually looking it up, which is really cool. So anyway, child, that's been interesting. I'll give a quick update just about the trial. There was a request for a mistrial by Melly's attorneys last week. And that was on the basis, the prosecutor is doing a bad job. She's doing everything that she's doing. Here's the thing. I won't be long, but here's the thing. The prosecution has to prove he did it. His team has to prove somebody else could have done it. They're doing a great job proving that someone else could have done it. And she's not doing a great job or hasn't yet in proving that he actually did it. And I don't know if she's going to be able to accomplish that. And the problem is most of her case is hinging on his phone. She has to prove that that is his phone and he had it during the time of the incident. And she's having a hard time proving that. So it's been very interesting, but it's, yeah.
My case. It's so cool to.
I hit 10 mil. Did you see that?
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's an overwhelming number. I'm actually super intrigued to see how Essence goes and how many people are going to like recognize you. Because 10 million mil, think about that.
It's a lot.
That's a ton of people.
Yes.
That's a lot of people. So yeah, I'm actually super intrigued to see that. I think that's like super, super awesome and just really cool. Yeah, congrats. Big career. That's really amazing. Aaron, doing something that you would have naturally done. Now it's like, if you can attach a money to it,
get into that,
even if that's through TikTok, I mean,
yeah,
that's like really, truly a win-win situation
100%.
In a real way. So love that for you. Absolutely. Anything else?
Nope.
Pop the trunk you did. Do you want to talk about?
What is happening?
Because I saw Black Twitter Trends. Do you want to talk about Russell?
Sure. You have things to say about it because I didn't watch everything on Russell. I didn't watch the full clips is what I should say. I got like the general gist of it. So if you want to go ahead.
You know what? This is just my general consensus.
Okay.
Hip men from the 90s in the like hip hop world, I think we can categorically call them trash until proven otherwise. I think that's what I have learned here because, you know, I know this specifically is about his children, but just the stuff that's come out about how he treated women and other people of the culture from that time period. And it's just very disappointing. And it just kind of speaks to like the Me Too movement. Like this stuff was like essentially garnering momentum to a point where people were like, enough is like it's y'all out here being trash. And then to fast forward and to see Russell Simmons, who truly has like paved, you know, a road, so to speak, in the world of hip hop. Mm-hmm. And now it's, you know, not only have you treated women this way, but now you have wholly turned on your children.
Yeah, yes.
Like, and the energy is the same energy that I imagine you felt about women of the 90s, calling them bees, house of bees, and it's directed at your children and their mama. I mean, Lord have mercy. You want trash is what I say. You are trash. Yes. It's just really sad because even when it first came out, I literally was like, I thought he had such a good relationship with his kids. I'm not quite sure how this
got here. Happened.
I mean, I understand the lawsuits and all of that, but Lord have mercy. What a, from being what I would call, I mean, you know, putting aside the trashness that he had for women of the 90s, his family life, the family dynamic of his ex-wife, but being the godfather to her new husband. It just seemed like their dynamic was so like idealistic. So to see like, oh no, it's not even that either. It's just, child.
I agree.
This just really sad to see.
It is. Looking at that video, kind of to what you're like, the way he was going, you can only imagine what was actually being said from Russell to, I think it was Aoki. In that video. And it's people, but I mean, not but. To your point about the 90s and what was okayed, normalized, like even down to race, like that, there was so much that was not that it was okay, but it was so much that was normalized. And we've just come so far from those points. And now when you realize it, having those like moment awakening and like, dang, like this is what you was doing. Like, this is the opposite of who you thought these people were, and finding out what they were doing and how inappropriate and wrong and like all of that kind of stuff. Even the context of, I mean, over the years, I feel like people have brought up how young Kimora was when they first got together. But in every time I hear it, I'm like, this is such a problem. So a few people are saying they're lost. We're talking about Russell Simmons recently being
exposed
by Kimora Lee Simmons, his ex-wife, and his daughter, Aoki Lee. Is it her middle name? Whatever. Yeah.
Aoki Lee Simmons, yeah.
Yes. They exposed him in saying that Ming Lee was being... was basically like, this man broke. He don't communicate with his daughters. He has been threatening us, bullying us. He's had people come to my house to tell me to not accept my inheritance. I guess she gets some kind of inheritance from him. And so there's been this tension, and even more than that at this point, between them. And it kind of came to a head like on Juneteenth, on Monday. Yeah. And then the daughter, Aoki Lee Simmons, in her kind of exposing of him, released this video that was muted, in which they are FaceTiming and he appears to be screaming his head off. He appears to be going crazy on the video, but it's muted so you can't hear. But she goes on to say in the text, kind of like on the screen and in the captions, basically that he's been a bully, he's been threatening, and they don't have a good relationship. She also posts some screenshots of her saying like, stop talking to me about this lawsuit, and like basically trying to have some kind of relationship with her father, but also set up some boundaries. And he appears to be violating those boundaries and being not a good father.
Yeah, it is really, listen, child, I don't know. It is really sad to see, again, he clearly needs to be held accountable for the stuff that he did in the 90s, but he's managed to escape that.
Yeah.
But yeah, your home life, your relationship with your kids. I mean, ex-wife, I get, but like, even still, y'all been exes for how long?
And yeah, the children are adults. Like, Aoki is like in college or something, right?
Like, I think they both just graduated recently. And that's what I find to be odd is like, y'all waited for Kimora been married once or twice since then.
He's had two children. Yeah.
Like, y'all wait all this time to fall out? This is the energy you give right at the beginning of a divorce.
Yeah.
Y'all too far removed for this foolishness. Like, be over it. The other thing about the, she graduated from Harvard. That's right.
That's right. I was going to say Yale, but it's Harvard.
She, the other thing is that the 90, like, what's that Bell Biv DeVoe song? Underage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got a date. Can't be late. Hey, the girl is going to do me. Ooh, to the jacuzzi. Ooh,
right?
Yeah, booty. But, like, those songs were so inappropriate. Matter of fact, it's underage. Backstage, underage. Yes. Uh-huh. Like, we were singing those songs. First of all, I was entirely too young to be singing those songs. But I know them. I can recite the lyrics. If the song came on, I would know where I'm at in the song, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were singing them like we are not talking about statutory rape. Right. Yes, adolescent. Backstage, underage, adolescent. Like,
yeah.
That is not, like, literally the words are adolescent. He literally says that. Yeah. And you are grown. And the context of the song is, do me, baby. Oh, yeah, that's ecstasy. Do me, baby.
Yeah.
Do you think you can? This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's so problematic.
And I'm sure this hit the billboard. Like, we were listening to this.
100%.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Awful. I'm happy we have evolved since then. But boy, I tell you, the women of the 90s, I'm sure they got stories to tell.
Oh, 100%.
I'm absolutely sure. Backstage, underage, adolescent. How you doing? Fine. She replied. I said, I like to do the wow thing. This is so gross.
It is.
And look at the lyrics. Like, we let a lot slide that we really should not have. And it was a lot that was normalized that I really should not have. And I'm just, it's disgusting and gross. Okay. Anything else on that? Do you want to close that out?
Yeah, I think that was it.
All right. We're about done.
Yeah, girl.
Do you have a What the Florida?
Oh. Ciao.
Well, the lyrics are actions took place. Action. Listen, let me read the words to y'all real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Backstage, underage, adolescent. How you doing? Fine. She replied. I said, I like to do the wild thing. Action took place. Kind of wet. Don't forget. The J, the I. He spells Jimmy. Why, y'all? I need a body bag. This is disgusting.
It is.
This is disgusting. Keith Sweat. I used to be singing down some Keith Sweat, maybe Beyond, but I'm ready. Listen, they're saying Mel, mention your YouTube channel.
Okay, I was pulling up the What the Florida I'm going to do. Yes, I have a YouTube channel. I'm starting to put the
trial recap
videos. Yeah, I'm starting to put that on my YouTube channel. I'm also going to drop one of the underreported episodes. I'm just re-listening to them so I can put them up, but that will be on the YouTube channel. So I'm not a lawyer, but a YouTube channel. And then
renaming your old one, or are you starting a brand new one?
I'm renaming it. So right now, YouTube confuses me sometimes. It's the names. The at on YouTube is I'm not a lawyer, but
okay, perfect.
And then the name is like, instead of Melanie, it's like you've got Mel, but it's I'm not a lawyer at. That's the at. I'm not. Yeah, a
that's
lawyer,
cool. But so that's what people YouTube are going to search, which was good on YouTube to change so that.
Because, make it consistent.
That's what and so it makes your searchability very easy.
Oh, got it. Okay. So yes, that is on YouTube. And then I just did today's date for What the Florida.
Okay.
And it says, Florida man pulls gun at Starbucks over cream cheese. So
because he didn't get his cream cheese on his bagel. I stand with the man that pulled the gun. I stand with him.
Ma'am.
If he drove off from Starbucks with his bagel and expected cream cheese and they missed it and he came back, I stand with him.
No, you don't. You do not. Yes, that is very annoying. However,
she
probably just grabbed the bag.
No, nothing pisses me off more than going to Starbucks and not having my cream cheese, or even worse, ordering your classic oatmeal and they don't tell you, or they don't tell you they don't have the stuff, and then they give you agave and blueberries
because
they didn't have brown sugar and the cranberries. And listen to me. Yes, I stand with you. I want to be at your trial. I want to testify about your character. I want to testify about the character of Starbucks and how many times we have been duped, bamboozled, run amok, led astray.
You gonna call be my
stand. I have things to say.
My next TikTok case to cover is Melissa testifying on the stand for a man pulling out his gun on a Starbucks employee because she forgot the cream cheese. Wait, let me read this though. Police say an angry Florida man pulled a gun on a drive-thru worker because they forgot the cream cheese with his bagel. The employee that he pulled the gun on just happened to be the daughter of the Miami Gardens police chief.
The what? The Miami Gardens police chief? Girl, you can't be doing that.
He pulled the gun on the police chief's daughter. And that is where you effed up. He got charged with aggravated assault. I'm sure he did. Oh my
God. That is so funny. All right, you guys, we have given you guys a good 50 minutes.
Yes.
What have we talked about today?
HBCU tours.
We did, okay.
Which was great.
That's it. That's all.
Yes.
Well, wait. Before we go, is Kenny still in the shower in the tub?
Yeah, she is.
Oh. Oh, she can call you later though.
Okay. Where's Micaiah?
In the water too with Gray.
Is it hot?
Yes. Like 90. In the desert.
All right, y'all. I was trying to let y'all see the girls, but we can't. So, all right, y'all. See y'all later. Okay. Bye.